Welcome to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of the show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. I am your host, Megan Farrell Gordon, and today I have an episode that is on the shorter side, but it's also an episode that I've been really interested in doing, mainly because I love to read and I love learning. So I'm going to do just like a episode on the books that I have read that have really greatly made a difference in my life as far as self-improvement, as far as shifting my mindset, as far as helping me on my health and wellness journey, learning new things, personal development, all of that stuff. So I'm not going to go through every single one, but I do have a pile of books here that I really, really enjoy, and I'm always adding to this list. I feel like when we moved, I lost a bin of books. I feel like I'm missing some. You know, when you're like, I feel like there's not everything here, like there's one or two books that are missing, but I can't find the bin. So these are the ones that came with me. I read these ones over and over. They're some of my favorite books. I am someone who doesn't read personal development at the end of the day. Like when I'm winding down in bed, I always read fiction. I find it just helps me to kind of turn off the mind. I used to try to read like personal development books, business books and stuff, and I just found like it totally wound me up. Some of these books are like super fun and just really different. Like I don't know if they really helped me on my personal development journey, but they definitely helped as far as like wellness and all of that good stuff. So with that, we are going to just dive into my book recommendations that have helped me shift my mindset, grow as a person, tap into some more health and wellness tips and tricks along my journey, and I will leave you with just a couple of fun reads. Before we dive into the episode, you may have noticed that I've been posting a lot on Instagram, on TikTok, all about some of the videos that I have going back onto my YouTube channel. So I started a YouTube channel a while ago between podcasting and teaching and doing workshops and retreats. It kind of fell backwards onto the back burner, but I've been really called to start posting some more to my YouTube channel. So you'll notice that there is a ton of yoga fitness-based stuff going on the channel. So if you've been looking to tone, sculpt, and shape the booty, build a stronger core, work on some ab and full body workouts, you're going to get a variety of everything. Some of these videos have no equipment, so you can do it as is. We have some that have resistance band in it, which has come highly requested. There's someone with weights, so you're getting a little bit of everything. Of course, you will also find some more flexibility stuff on there as well. Right now, there is a variety of different videos on there with myself adding more, you know, as the weeks go on. So I have linked my YouTube channel in the show notes. I would love for you to go and subscribe to the channel, practice with me. I absolutely love doing my workouts and my yoga from home. I've talked about it so many times. I don't have to adhere to a studio. I don't have to drive anywhere, do a class, drive home, get changed, talk to somebody. You know, sometimes an hour class becomes 2 hours. I can literally just unfold my mat whenever I feel called to doing it. I can do a 5-minute stretch. I can do an hour-long workout. I can do something in between. And that is why I have created the YouTube channel so that you guys can practice with me on your own time and from the comfort of your home. I'm a 1-3 self-projected projector. I love human design. I love finding out what everybody else's design is. And learning about my human design has really made my life so much more easeful and enjoyable. Honestly, when I heard human design, I thought it was another trend, but I kept hearing people talk about it and they swore how much learning about it really changed their entire life in the best possible way and their businesses as well. So I was super intrigued. I did my chart and it absolutely blew my mind. So human design is your energetic blueprint. It's not subjective. It's not a personality test. It is based on your birth time, your birth location, and your birthday. If you want to learn more about your own specific human design chart, you can book a call with me on my website or use the link in the show notes. There are 4 options available for you. There's the mini reading, the intro reading, the deep dive, and advanced reading. I have also left my intro to human design workshop on my website. So if you want to just do this on your own time, maybe you know your energy type, maybe you know what your authority is, but you don't actually know what it all means. If you feel called to it, you can join the workshop. I did it live. I recorded it and I am now giving you access to it. So many people were asking me for it. So I've decided to give you access to it. You can access it from my website or use the link in the show notes. If you want to take it a step further and book your human design chart reading, you can also use the link in the show notes to book your reading today. Okay, so before we get into the titles here, I just wanted to let you know, you may or may not have already noticed it, I do have a book recommendation highlights on my Instagram stories. There is definitely more books that I'm going to read off to you here that I haven't added yet to that highlight reel. And I just thought I would give you like a little bit more in depth of why I like the book as opposed to like a quick text on it and then posting it to the highlights. But, you know, check that highlight reel out, especially if you want to keep up to date with what I'm reading and all of that good stuff. So the first one that it was one of those books that I was when they, let me start again. The first book I'm going to tell you is Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. And when he said he was releasing a book and it was available for pre-sale, I was literally dying inside. I was so excited. I love Jay Shetty. I think he's incredible. I was super excited to try out to read his book. And, you know, I asked for it for like Christmas. I wanted to pre-order it. Like I just literally could not wait to get my hands onto it. And it did not disappoint. This is about his time from living as a monk. And he really makes it super applicable to how to apply monk teachings in today's modern society. So it's not one of those books where you're like, I don't know how to make this work in my day-to-day life. I feel like this is something that only works for people who live in monasteries. No. Jay Shetty has really broken it down. He's made it super digestible. He's given so many tips and tricks in the book about how to use the teachings from living as a monk. And it really shifted my mindset. It really gave me new perspective on things like meditation, on breath work, on gratitude, on just how to be a happier human being. I really, really like it. And it's one that I recommend to anyone who will listen to me. It's not a huge book by any means. And it's one that I think once you start reading it, like you almost can't put it down. It's just that good. My book is highlighted to like the max in there. There are just so many good tidbits and quotes in there that I just absolutely loved. So Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. The Golden Secrets of Optimal Health by Jesse Golden. I love Jesse. I follow her online. I feel like she's someone who is really on the pulse when it comes to a holistic wellness and health. I resonate so much with her. I feel like she's someone who really embraces holistic living, and she gives really good tips in there. I really enjoyed the book. It has everything from gut health and supplements she recommends and teas that you can make that are really healing. She also gives really great alternatives to healthier alternatives, I guess. I'm not sure what word I'm trying to say here. But like, if you have like a headache, you can do this. If you have a skin knee, you can try this instead of going to like the conventional over-the-counter medications. She gives a lot of good information on alternatives for that. It was just one of those books that I learned so much. You learn how to like detox the body. She talks about dry brushing. There was just a lot of good information in there, especially if you want to implement more holistic wellness and health into your life. I highly recommend that book. This one was fun. Get the Fuck Out of the Sun by Lauren Bostick. I guess I'm going to have to give a disclaimer that there is a swear word in this podcast. This is a fun book. It's a big book, which I really, really liked, but there's just, so she interviewed experts and influencers and practitioners in the space, and it's a skincare book, but it's not just like what moisturizer to use. I mean, she gets into different foods that will help promote clear skin and glowing skin. She talks about, she has a bunch of like dermatologists, doctors, and experts talk about things like Botox and filler and microneedling and, you know, what to look for when you're doing all of these things. She also does have influencers interviewed in the book who talk about their favorite products and what has worked for them. And I just found it was a really lighthearted read, especially since I'm someone who really loves personal development and business books. Sometimes you just want something that's a fun, lighthearted read. It's a big book, so I mean, you can go on and like you can read it again and again. I've read it a bunch of times. Sometimes I just pick it up, go to a specific chapter. If you are traveling, she has a chapter on that. If you have dry skin, or you know, you live in a humid climate, like she just has chapters on really everything related to skin. You know, different things that you can have in your house, like a humidifier that will help promote healthier skin. She talks about preventative beauty. So it was one that I've recommended to a few of my girlfriends who love beauty, and they all absolutely love it. Again, it's a fun, lighthearted read. You don't have to read it front to back. You can kind of pick it up on a whim and just turn to a certain page, read some information. Or if you're struggling with like hormonal acne, there's a section on that. Or if you're pregnant, there's a section on that. So great read, highly recommend. Super Life by Darren Olean. Brian and I got turned on to Darian during the documentary series Down to Earth on Netflix. I feel like I've talked about that documentary 100,000 times, but I loved it. And Brad got super hooked into Darren's world, and he had a book. So of course I went out and bought it. And this is a book that really teaches you how to live like an optimal, healthy life. You know, there's like five main points that he makes in the book, such as detox, hydration, alkalization. I mean, like, you'll have to just go and read the book. But it's one of those books that he really gets into explaining why hydration is so important, but in a way that doesn't go over your head. He makes it really, you know, easy to kind of understand. And it's one of those things that if I struggle with dehydration or I feel dehydrated throughout the day, like, I know what goes on more than just like I'm feeling dehydrated. Like, he gets into like how cells start to shut down and how certain cells start to pull water molecules from others. And he talks about how as a society, we really struggle with detoxing and the things that we can do to help detox and why that's important to the body. He gives really great examples of different foods that you should be swapping out in the back of his book. He talks about acidic foods versus alkalizing foods and why it's really important to not have acidic foods. It's a really great book. It's an easy read while giving really great information on a scientific level that doesn't overwhelm the reader, I guess is the best way to put it. So I know he's working on another book. That is one that, like the Jay Shetty book, I'll just like pre-order the moment he releases it, but highly, highly, highly recommend Super Life. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I feel like that book got a lot of hype a few years ago for good reason. It's by Mark Manson. It's just a really great personal development book. I really feel like it helps with mindset shifts, how to take like accountability for yourself and your actions, but also how to like live your life on your terms. I read it a while ago. I should read it again. It was a good book. I remember reading it and thinking this was a great book and giving it to Brad afterwards to read. So I've heard Mark on a few podcasts. He's a really knowledgeable guy, and he's got a few more books out along the lines of the style of book. So I'm going to read off the next two because they are by the same author. You Are a Badass and You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. So the first one, You Are a Badass, is more like an overall view of how to shift your mindset so that you have a really great life. She does talk about money a little bit in that book too, but it's just an overall, like, how do you find gratitude? How do you shift your mindset so that you aren't feeling like a victim and you start to like succeed in life? She gives like homework at the end of the chapters and things to like work on. The same with the You Are a Badass at Making Money book. Lots of homework in that book. And that one is more like on the mindset of money and how to not be stuck in a lack mindset when it comes to it, and just investing in yourself, investing in your future, and how to shift your mindset to thriving versus just surviving. Really, really recommend those two books. Really easy read, especially in the personal development world. She's also funny, and that comes across in her books too. So it's not like a super serious read. You are learning so much. And I feel like just the shifts that I've had reading both of those books have been so profound in my life. But she's got a sense of humor, and it really comes across too. So they're fun at the same time, which you don't often get in a personal development book. 10% Happier by Dan Harris. I actually made my dad read this book because I felt like it was just really, really fantastic. It's part autobiography and memoir, part personal development. And Dan Harris, he opens right in the start with, he had like a mental breakdown, I guess, on air. You can YouTube it. And he talks about how his life was just like, you know, he got into drugs and he was really struggling with shutting the mind off and purpose and, you know, feeling overwhelmed and trying to be a people pleaser. And he had the opportunity to interview some incredible guys like Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra, and they kind of set him on this path of meditation and quieting the mind. And you learn, like, he goes on a silent retreat. He talks about that and the shifts that he had. And I feel like if there's anybody out there who really doesn't feel like they can do meditation, or they can't shut their mind off, or, you know, they have been in a position of drug abuse or alcohol abuse, like, he also went through the same thing. So I feel like it gives some really great insights into how someone like that made such a big difference in his life. And he talks about being like 10% happier. Like, this is not unicorns and butterflies all the time, but who doesn't want to be at least 10% happier every single day? So that's what he really gets into. He gives a lot of great information. There's a really great resource section at the end too, with different styles of breathwork and meditation. And I feel like if you, again, are just someone who feels like you can't do these things, he kind of debunks that. Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis. There's a lot of swear words in these books, I'm just coming to realize. This is a great book as far as the energetic vibration of money. So I love this because it's more like, how do you shift your mindset from scarcity, of not having enough, of never being able to make enough money, of debt being really bad? Like, she really makes it super tangible to shift your mindset, to look at things in a different perspective, and how when we, you know, raise our vibration, we can start to attract the things we want in our life. And yes, I mean, in her perspective, she talks about money, but it's like just this idea of attracting like abundance into your life, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be millions of dollars. And she's very clear about saying, you know, this can be for any form of money that you want or abundance that you want, but these are really great shifts that you can have to start to rewire the brain. I'm currently reading it, and I really, really like it. It's one of those books I think I will come back to again and again. Every time I read this book and I'm in a place of feeling frustrated or lack, I read this book, my mindset instantly kind of changes into a more positive state of mind. And it's crazy how things just start to like flow into my life. Like, opportunities come to me. I mean, I had one of those days where I was just feeling kind of like frustrated with things. I read some of her book, and we had like we made so much money that day. It actually was like, oh my God, this is absolutely crazy. But at the same time, you're like, this is exactly what she's talking about in this book. So she also has homework at the back of her chapters, which are really great for just getting to the root cause of like money stories and what's holding you back and how to shift your mindset. Goop Clean Beauty. So this is Goop, if you don't know, is Gwyneth Paltrow's like empire, her business, if you will. I mean, it says Goop Clean Beauty, but it goes way deeper into, you know, how we can detox the body for clear, glowing skin, what to look for when it comes to buying makeup and skincare products, like what are bad ingredients that we should be avoiding. She gives, you know, subtle, easy hairstyles, some makeup tips as well in there. She talks about meditation in there. She really just, or I say she, but it's like the editors of Goop have put this together. So they interview people. There's like even a section on myofascial release and how that helps to, you know, live a more wellness, holistic lifestyle and like glow from the inside out. I wasn't sure about this book. I got it for a really great deal, but it was one that I couldn't put down once I started reading. And it really helped Brad and I during our detox phase. They interview an expert on, you know, what to expect going into a detox. They also give a list of things to avoid during a detox. And I just found it really, really helpful during that period in our life. The Skinny Confidential. So this one is also by Lauren Bostick. This is the first book she read. This is the first book she wrote. It's also more of like a lifestyle guide. It has makeup tips in there, hair tips in there, skincare tips in there. It has some workout and exercises in there. She talks about juicing in there. She gives some information on doing a juice cleanse, which also inspired Brad and mine's 30-day detox. It's more of a lifestyle book. Like I was saying, her other one, Get the Fuck Out of the Sun, is like very niche onto skincare. This one is, it's an easy read. If you've ever heard her or read her blog, it's kind of like a bunch of her blogs put into one, but it's a fun read as well. Unfuck Yourself by Gary John Bishop. I really like this guy. He's funny. Brad loved this book, so that's something. If you have a significant other in your life who's not a huge reader, he loved this book and read it in a crazy short period of time. This is another book that I should read again soon because it has been a while, but it, like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, Unfuck Yourself is all about like getting out of your own way and making the best possible changes for yourself and to live a life on your term. Then we have The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. I hope I'm saying her name right. I actually, this is one of those books that I actually preferred the documentary a little bit more, only because in this book, The Secret, it's they kind of jump from person to person. Like they have different interviews, I guess, like different people in the book that she has interviewed. And I just found it was easier to keep up with during the documentary. I believe you can still watch the documentary. It's on Netflix. It's like an hour and a half. I've watched it 3 times. Brad's watched it a few times too. He really, really liked it. Like I was saying, I do prefer the documentary a little bit more over the book, which I very rarely ever say about books. But this is a great one to, you know, eventually I'm sure it's probably going to leave Netflix and I'll be able to go back to this book and reference it. Really great for shifting mindset when it comes to the law of attraction. So that's what she focuses on here and how to use the law of attraction in your life. There's a lot to do with money in here as well. And using the law of attraction to attract money and abundance, shifting your mindset from lack, but also, you know, there's some people in there that she's referred to who have gotten like really sick and bad diagnosis and they've used the law of attraction to become healthier again. So great book, especially if you're looking to learn a little bit more about the law of attraction and manifestation. So the next 3 books are just, for me, they're fun reads. I love crystals. So if you just want to learn a little bit more about crystals, the different properties of crystals, how they work, how you can use them in your house, you know, like crystal grids and stuff, The Crystal Companion and The Crystal Bible, both by Judy Hall, just great references. Again, if you're just looking to learn a little bit more about crystals, the properties of them, or if you have a couple of crystals and you're like, I don't know what these crystals are or what they do, great, great reference book for those. And then the final one is 1001 Pearls of Yoga Wisdom. This is by Liz Lark. Take Your Practice Beyond the Mat. This is one of those books that like it's literally like a small book, but it's really, really thick. Like there's a ton of pages in here. It's one of those books, like I'll just open up and I'll read a little bit about ahimsa or some hip openers or a little bit about the chakra system. It's just like yoga wisdom, but made in a tangible, easy to implement way, like very short paragraphs on each thing and how to implement it into your life. I just think it's a fun book, especially if you're feeling a little lost, just bust it open, read a page or a paragraph, and it just kind of reminds you of things that you should be implementing as like a yogi or as living a yogic lifestyle. So not really personal development books, the last 3 recommendations, more just like great reference books. But if you're like, I want to learn a little bit more about yoga without taking a teacher training, buy that 1001 Pearls of Wisdom, Yoga Wisdom, and you'll learn how to implement more yogic lifestyle into your life. So I would love, love, love to know if you have read any of these books. Let me know your thoughts on them. Let me know if you have any recommendations. I always love to get recommendations, especially if people know I like certain books. They'll recommend one that, you know, you have to check out this one if you love this. And if you just feel called to trying any of these, reading any of these books, I would also love to know that. Take a screenshot of this podcast episode, share it out on social media. Let me know what book you're reading. Let me know your recommendation or which one you feel called to. Don't forget to tag me as well so I can share it out on my Instagram stories and pop into your DMs to say hello. With that, I will leave you to your reading and I can't wait to see you in the next podcast episode. If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.